Jude chapter 1. Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother of James, to those who are called, beloved in God the Father, and kept for Jesus Christ. May mercy and peace and love be multiplied to you. Beloved, while I was making every effort to write to you about our common salvation, I had to write to you to exhort you to struggle earnestly for the faith that was entrusted once for all to God's holy people. For certain men have slipped in secretly among you. These men were marked out for condemnation. They are ungodly men who have changed the grace of our God into sensuality and who deny our only Master and Lord, Jesus Christ. Now I wish to remind you, although once you fully knew it, that the Lord saved a people out of the land of Egypt, but that afterward he destroyed those who did not believe. Also angels who did not keep to their own position of authority, but who left their proper dwelling place. God has kept them in everlasting chains, in utter darkness, for the judgment on the great day. So also Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them gave themselves over to sexual immorality and perverse sexual acts. They serve as an example of those who suffer the punishment of eternal fire. Yet in the same way, these dreamers also defile their bodies. They reject authority, and they slander the glorious ones. But even Michael the archangel, when he was arguing with the devil and disputing with him about the body of Moses, did not dare to bring a slanderous judgment against him, but he said, "May the Lord rebuke you." But these people insult whatever they do not understand, and what they do understand naturally, like unreasoning animals, these are the very things that destroy them. Woe to them, for they have walked in the way of Cain and have plunged into Balaam's error for profit. They have perished in Korah's rebellion. These people are dangerous reefs at your love feasts, feasting with you fearlessly. Shepherds who only feed themselves. They are clouds without rain, carried along by winds, autumn trees without fruit. Twice dead, uprooted. They are violent waves in the sea, foaming up their shame, wandering stars, for whom the gloom of complete darkness has been reserved forever. Enoch the seventh from Adam prophesied about them, saying, "Look, the Lord is coming with thousands and thousands of his holy ones. He is coming to execute judgment on everyone. He is coming to convict all the ungodly of all the works they have done in an ungodly way, and of all the bitter words that ungodly sinners have spoken against him. These are grumblers, complainers, following their evil desires. Their mouths speak loud boasts, flattering others for profit. But you, beloved, remember the words that were spoken in the past by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. They said to you, 'In the last time there will be mockers who will follow their own ungodly desires. It is these who cause divisions. They are worldly, and they do not have the Spirit. But you, beloved, build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love and wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that brings you eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them out of the fire. To others show mercy with fear, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh. Now to the one who is able to keep you from stumbling and to cause you to stand before his glorious presence without blemish and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now and forever. Amen."